Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
All right, what's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it and subscribe. As always, the universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. Today, we're going to do a little... We're going to talk about where Syracuse is in the quadrant system. We'll give a quick synopsis of the quadrant system and the net rankings and how that's working this year. And then... we're going to get into Pitt. They're coming into the Dome this Saturday, January 19th. And I believe that game's at what? Is it?
Two? Yeah, it's two.
Where is it? Okay. All right. Yeah. It's so we'll two. Do that. But
just trust
first,
me.
But first, before we get to all that fun stuff that you come here for every day or every episode. Right? The Armchair Media Network, which is who we provide Syracuse football and basketball coverage for, they have their own official ticket provider. It is Tix Blitz. And unlike other ticketing providers, at Tix Blitz, the price you see is the price you pay. Unnecessary fees should not prevent you from seeing the sporting event, concert, or Broadway show that you're deciding to go to. So go to TixBlitz.com and enter the code promo code Armchair at checkout to receive 5% off your total ticket purchase. That's TixBlitz.com, promo code Armchair, TixBlitz.com. Guaranteed seats, guaranteed emotions, and boom, just like that, we're into the show. So, first, Marek is okay. He's back at practice, okay?
Thank God. So, like what Joe said, he got hit by a bus, so thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, he got plowed. And
well, you know what's funny about that, too? I saw a little clip with Nico Tamarian and, Adrian Autry. You saw that, right?
Uh-huh.
And he said that he would do it five times.
Yeah. Why?
To follow him out. Five fouls.
Five fouls. That's right. Would you expect a different answer out of Mark, though?
No. Absolutely not. Right. That's why he's a fan favorite, man.
I know. That's why everybody loves him. Qadis Wahab. Look, this is all you need to know. Okay. He's 6'10", 230-pound center. And he has got his schools narrowed down to, he's a Syracuse recruit. He's got his schools narrowed down to Syracuse, Pitt, Georgetown, Connecticut, and Virginia Tech. He has tentatively set his date for January 30th, according to reports for his announcement. So we'll find out January 30th about him. And also, Syracuse football linebacker Nadarius Fagan. He is going to transfer at the end of the spring semester. He said on Twitter, or in a direct message, I guess, maybe to Syracuse.com, that he was transferring to get closer to family due to personal reasoning. And he did appear in 4 games on special teams as a true freshman in 2017, but he did not see any action last season. So we wish him the best wherever
absolutely.
He decides to go, and hope everything's okay with the family stuff, obviously. So... All right, I'm gonna let you know where Syracuse sits in the net rankings in a second, but this is essentially how it goes. Now, there's really only one aspect of this that is kind of vague when you really break it down, and that's the team value index. Okay, so what the team value index does is it factors in the opponent, the location, and obviously the winner, and that produces a team value index score. How do they get the team value index score? Well, it's an algorithm. So
Of course it is.
So there's no telling, okay? And that's the one thing that we were talking about when we kind of went on our tangent there a couple episodes ago, that, you know, the unknowns and the unknown formulas, things that aren't mathematic, kind of like the RPI, but the RPI is kind of, it's similar, but it's different. Now we got an algorithm and there's human error and there's computer error, so or factoring. And then, so that's team value index, and there's nothing you can do about it. Net efficiency. And there's obviously there's a formula for that. Field goal attempts minus offensive rebounds. So field goal attempts minus offensive rebounds plus turnovers plus 0.475 times free throw attempts. And that gives you the total number of possessions, okay? Now you take the total number of points and you divide that by the total number of possessions, and that gives you your team's offensive efficiency. Now, the formula for defense efficiency is the same thing. You just do it to your opponent, okay? Now, the net efficiency would be taking your formula on offense that I just explained and the same one for defense, and you take the offensive one minus the defensive one, and that gives you your team's net efficiency, okay? That's simple, right? I mean, it's a, I know it's, is it sound convoluted?
I mean, it's, I guess when you like explain it, you know, I mean, I'm kind of a visual learner, so I'd have to see it on paper to make it,
Just
make a little bit more sense for me, but you know, maybe it makes sense for other people. But
field goal attempts minus offensive rebounds plus turnovers. Then you take that number and you add it to 0.475 times free throw attempts, and you add those. That gives you total number of possessions. Total points divided by total number of possessions gives you your team's offensive efficiency. And like I said, you just do the same thing for the opponent for your defense efficiency. And then your net efficiency, you take offensive minus defensive. That gives you your net. Okay? Winning percentage is another one. Wins divided by total number of games played. Simple, right? Why can't everything be that simple? Adjusted win percentage is... is that number, wins divided by total number of games played, and for every road win, you add 1.4. For every neutral win, you add 1. And for every home win, you add 0.6. And then on the losing end, it just goes back. Road loss is negative 0.6.
Negative, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Neutral loss is negative 1. Home loss
is negative. So is this all just kind of wrap up into the net ranking, or?
Yes. So, yes. So...
and they take all those numbers and then somehow...
Yeah, so you have the winning percentage and then they adjust it. And so those are two separate categories, but they are broke down. Okay, I kind of like that. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
It's just a lot, you know?
It's a lot. I know. It's convoluted. That's what we were saying. So, yeah. and then they add in scoring margin. Scoring margin is easy formula. The team score minus the opposing player's score... every game, and I guess they get an average of that, right? So,
yeah, but it's just weird because you really don't. After that, there's still got to be another. You got to take all those numbers, and there's another.
Right,
formula
there's another
for
formula
it,
that
then,
we don't
yeah,
know. So,
exactly.
How do you get all that into the net rankings? Well, we don't know. We don't know.
They act
like they're being upfront about it.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And there's no reason for us to sit here and go on and on about it, I suppose.
No, it is what it is. But I guess we just got to go by their numbers, right?
Right, we go
and
by their numbers.
And then you go by the net rankings to do your quadrant system,
right?
Correct?
So, yeah, so when you want to break down your quadrant, you go, if you just Google NCAA net rankings, usually that's updated every day. They say it's supposed to be, but it's not always. So it will tell you at the top where it is dated through games through. This one, the latest is January 16th, which was yesterday. So, yeah. And you can check that every day after every game. Within 24 hours, they should have your new net rankings up. So, for instance, Pitt's coming in at a 53, okay? And we explained we were 59, and we moved up 10 after a big win. Pitt moved up after a big win. We went from 59 to
49, and dropped down to 51 yesterday.
And Pittsburgh actually was at 53 and had a big win, and they stayed at 53.
Yeah.
So, all right, here's how it breaks down. Quadrant 1, we are 3-1. We've got one loss in the Quadrant 1 system. That was to Buffalo. Buffalo is a 14 in net rankings. They're just, they're on fire. Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Duke being the wins. Okay, you move on to quad two. We're 1-2. Doesn't sound that good, but it's the Cuse in the City games. It's the UConn game and the Oregon game that really hurt that. Okay.
Yeah, though them being neutral, especially the UConn one, kind of saves us there a little bit right now.
A little bit, because then you go to quad three, and you got 2-2. One of those being now. These are the potential two losses that can slip even further, and they are Georgia Tech and ODU. I don't think both of those teams are good.
I don't think ODU will fall that far.
I don't think so either. I watched.
But Connecticut makes me nervous because they lost to Tulsa last night.
Yeah, so they lost to Tulsa, but they were 88 before Tulsa, and they're 90 now. So, and Tulsa was 111 in the net rankings. So, you know, we're going to update this. We're going to let you guys know 3-1 in quad one. 1-2 in quad two, 2-2 in quad three, and 6-0 in quad four.
Which needs to stay undefeated.
Right.
I don't even think we're going to play a quad four game the rest of the year, though.
Well, we don't. But as of right now, the resume is not that bad, guys. It's really not. It's really not. 3-1 in quad one wins, really good. So.
And you look at those quad three losses, and you wonder how much that Duke win helps to kind of erase that too. You know, so.
Yeah, well, it definitely didn't hurt, and that Buffalo loss is not going to hurt either. So.
No.
All right. Well, that's it. So I guess Pitt's coming into the dome, January 19th. That would be Saturday, and
don't
that game's going to be at 2:00. Right? Is that the deal?
1,400 hours, buddy.
1,400 hours. All right, so the Pittsburgh preview is going to be brought to us by my bookie, Joe. My bookie.
Hi.
Don't be a bum sitting around and not getting in on some of the action this NFL playoff season, especially with the Super Bowl around the corner. Make sure you're ready for daily action by signing up at MyBookie today. They pay fast when you win. Ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer the craziest props. Where you bet on is just as important as who you're betting on, and if you want to make some extra money during this NFL playoff season, you got to go to MyBookie. I trust them. But don't take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. Join now, and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice bankroll for the NFL playoffs in the remainder of. Use promo code QS25 when you deposit to activate the offer. That's promo code QS25 at MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. Both teams coming off a big win.
Yep.
Pitt sits at 12-5, 2-2 in the ACC. Syracuse holds the all-time series at 68-45. Syracuse and Pitt have played each other 104 times. That's the fourth most games for Syracuse against any opponent. And the two teams first met in 1914. Syracuse won the first six games of the series, and this is obviously, to say the least, is a historic rivalry. Both teams currently climb the net rankings after the wins. We mentioned that. And Syracuse at 49 and Pitt at 53, respectively. This team is sneaky dangerous, I think. Four guys averaging double digits, and they can shoot the rock. Their least efficient guy for Pitt is shooting 40% from the field. So, as a team, they shoot 45.1% from the field, 34% even from three, and 72.5% from the line. So, there you go. What else do you got, Joe?
Well, this team, it kind of scares me right now.
Yeah.
You don't really – I mean, we kind of look at the past couple of years, and they really haven't been that good. But they've actually, you know, turned it around this year. And, I mean, they don't have a lot of really good wins, or at least they didn't in the non-conference. As soon as they got the conference, though, they got their two best wins right now. They won home games against Louisville by 3 and Florida State by 7, which was the big win you were talking about. But some of the losses that they've had, at Iowa by 1, at West Virginia by 10, they lost at home against UNC by 25, at NC State by 6, and they actually lost. Their worst game was against Niagara at home. They lost by 1. So, yeah, they're but they're, like I said, coming into ACC play, they've been really good in the ACC, and they're one of those teams where it's just not the same team that we've seen the past couple of years. And yeah, it's led by Xavier Johnson and Trey McGowan's two freshman guards, both 6'3". They average 17 points and 14 points a game, respectively. Jared Wilson Frame, who we saw last year, he's a senior, 6'5 guard, and I don't know if I'm going to kill this. Adiz Tony, another freshman guard, 6'6".
That name's dead.
Yeah, it's done. I don't know. But they start four guards, and then their other starter is a 6'10 forward, Sorrell Brown, who's a sophomore. So really, when you look at their starting lineup, they start three freshmen, a sophomore, and a senior. And a couple of their other key contributors off the bench, Malik Ellison and Cameron Davis, are juniors and seniors as well. So this team's only going to get better. They have a first-year coach, Jeff Capel, who he's got coaching experience. He, you know, went to Duke, coached all the way up to Oklahoma. Actually, I think he beat us. I think he was the coach when Blake Griffin and them were there when they beat us in the tournament. You know, ended up going and being an assistant coach at Duke for a little while, and then he ended up picking up this job. And obviously, he's got a little bit of a good freshman. No slouch. He knows what he's doing. And I mean, you got three freshmen and a sophomore playing, and you're kind of doing what you're doing. They're not really, and like I said, not a bad team. Not the last couple of years, Pittsburgh's. But the one thing that I have with them that I've seen when I looked at their schedule is they haven't won an away game yet this year. So that kind of probably speaks to the youth that he's dealing with. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, be the team that kind of knocks that, you know, not saying they can't do it, but that is just, you know, something to look at. Another thing to look at too, that's kind of interesting, is that all the clips that I saw when I kind of went back and looked at their highlights and stuff, because I wanted to kind of see what they were doing and playing and stuff. They play a 2-3 zone now. So I know with Coach K and Boeheim, them coaching together, I know he's, you know, taught him a little bit about 2-3 zone. Duke played it a little bit last year. And I don't know if it's just Jeff Capel maybe taking that and going with it. But again, they play four guards that are 6'6", 6'5", and 2'6", 3 guys with a 6'10 guy in the middle. So, yeah, they play a 2-3 zone just like us. So be interesting to see. It's just going to be a whole different Pittsburgh team. And another thing that actually stood out to me as well, Trey McGowan's the freshman guard. He's got 41 steals this year. So that's he's obviously, crazy. Yeah.
And I mean, Xavier Johnson averaging 17 points a game. Uh-huh. Did you mention this?
Another freshman guard. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mentioned 17 and 14? Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Those two freshman guards, man, they're
Both shooting 45%. Two from the field, so
yep.
And you know, I would be lying if I were to say I wasn't nervous about this game. I'm nervous about a lot, you know. I always get nervous, but
yeah,
you know, games like this, sneaky good, young, you don't know kind of what you're gonna get. It's kind of a mixed bag, like you said. They're they've got some really good wins, and they're on a tear. This is not the Pitt Panther team from last year with the real life Homer Simpson coaching. You know, what was that guy's name? Help me out. Come on.
Kevin Sumlin.
Yes.
No, not Kevin Sumlin. Oh God.
What was it? It was Kevin something, right?
Kevin Stallings.
Yes. So, you know, not the same team, man. They're not a slouch. They can shoot. You know, you mentioned the 2-3 zone. I think that kind of works to our benefit, if anything. I don't think it works.
It all depends on if we're hitting our shots or not, you know.
It does all depend, but on the other hand too, you know, they practice against themselves. So you gotta have some semblance of, you know,
but a lot of times when you practice and you have like your practice squad in, you're gonna be practicing against the defense that the other team's playing. So when you're making up a game plan and you have the second team or you got the practice squad there, they're playing man to man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So they make it to where you kind of simulate what the other team is going to play. So again, it's not, that's one of the things that always gets me. Everyone's like, oh, they play the 2-3 zone. How do they, cause sometimes they do struggle on offense playing against the zone. And again,
well,
what we talked about from the last game is like when they get out and they play fast and they play against a team that's got pace like Duke, sometimes it works to our benefit because we'd rather do that than have to slow it down and play our half court offense because we kind of struggle there sometimes. So, you know, everybody, you know, when we struggle playing against these zones, everyone's like, how do we not know how to play against a zone? Because we play 2-3 zone. I mean, that doesn't mean most teams play man to man. Therefore, why wouldn't your offense be playing against or practicing against man to man? You know, it wouldn't make any sense to have the practice team play 2-3 zone to get your team ready for a team that's playing man-to-man. So they only practice it when they're coming up against a team that's going to play it, which, I mean, more and more teams are playing it now, but in the past, you know, most teams play man-to-man, and they still do.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you can't say that knowing it the way they do doesn't give them a little bit of an advantage.
Well, you'd like to think that.
You would like to
think,
but like you said, and like, you know, coach has said for years, and like he's got to keep reiterating to the media, is that when you play against a zone, you got to make your shots.
Yeah.
It was in the coach montage last episode when he was talking about Pitt coming in, actually. And he says, if we shoot 7-for-33, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
Big time, is what he said.
Yeah. I mean, so, and when I looked at the KenPom stats, he has us at 36 overall with an 86 adjusted offense and a 12th ranked adjusted defense. Pittsburgh's got a 168 adjusted offense and a 25 adjusted defense with an overall total at 67. So, again, statistically, not a great offensive team. But, again, that just could be because of, like, the pace.
And I just want to point out, too, that those numbers are formulaic, too.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff KenPom uses is formulaic. I don't know. I don't know what he uses, if it's the same as what's in the net, but it's got to be close. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying.
Like
just
I said, usually he's pretty close. I mean, he's the guy. That's the website I like to go to. I mean, I'm not going to put like 168 off it, but I mean, it kind of gives you. I mean, if we're at 86 and they're 168, I mean, it's not far-fetched to say that we have statistically a better offense, you know, but.
It goes against the defenses you play against. That's why.
But unless you, and unless you go against the formulas, right?
Right.
So you don't know what's in the formulas. So
right.
But overall, like again, it comes down to the main things and the little things that win basketball games. And you know, we know that they play 2-3 zone, so they're going to try to slow us down, get their defense set. So we got to try to push the ball and not allow the defense to get set. Hopefully get some steals, some turnovers, and maybe those young guys will do that. And hopefully a loud dome, because the students are back. We just beat Duke. So they should be ready than ever to get out there and actually get out, you know, because they haven't been there for so long.
You should be
excited. First game back.
Sure.
Just beat Duke. They should be excited to get out there.
Got the student section back. Yep.
Right, so hopefully they can make it loud for those freshmen. Those freshmen can make some mistakes. We can win the turnover battle, and don't lay an egg because, you know.
Let's have Chukwu do his thing, man. Do you think Chukwu starts?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. No, I don't think – no, I mean, I think it might depend on – I mean, I know they're saying Dolje's practicing, and who knows if he's going to be 100%, but I would expect if Dolje's good to go, then they'll probably
and
just
he's
keep
start.
It. I think so, but you never know because having a
Well, it depends on what happened in practice too. I mean, if you know, Chukwu has a strong game against Duke and then he goes and has a great week of practice, I mean, you know, Dolezal is a filler. He's not like the guy. He's just there because it's been working out better.
And I looked at some of the guys' stats on Pittsburgh, and they don't seem like there's a lot of gunners out there. I mean, it seems like Jared Wilson Frame is their one main 3-point shooter, but I mean, they might shoot it efficiently, but they don't shoot a lot of them. So, I mean, a lot of that's going to come down to how they're shooting at the 3-point. And, you know, it's both teams, really. I mean, it's turnovers and how we're going to shoot, you know, and that's really what you got to look at. So hopefully our defense can come, you know, we don't lay an egg and kind of get full of ourselves just because we beat Duke and just go in there and take care of business. And
I think the Duke thing, if anything, I think that's almost humbling. And I know it sounds, it doesn't sound like it would be, but if you think about it, in the having the struggles that you had, and to be able to go and do that, I mean, that can be humbling to yourself and be like, look, this is, you know, something might have clicked. This is what we need to do. Now they know what they need to do, and you know, one of those things is not being cocky. I just don't believe that. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Make any sense?
Right.
So
no, I know, but you just might have the mind frame of maybe what they did against Georgia Tech, where, I mean, who knows? All I know is that we need to finish out this first six game stretch that we talked about. We're 3-1. We talked about we need to go at least 4-2, if not 5-1, and
we have a shot to go 5-1. We have a shot to go 5-1.
And when we talked about it after that Georgia Tech game, it didn't seem like we had a chance to go 5-1. We were looking at maybe 4-2 might be the best finish, but obviously, surprise, surprise, everyone was surprised on Monday. And now we have two straight home games against teams that we are better than. We have better talent than, and we should win. We're going to be favorites in the game, and they're both at home. So there's no reason in my mind why we shouldn't be able to win these next two games, get the 14-5 and 5-1 in the ACC, and have the start. It's probably the best start that we could expect. You know, expectations could look at it, you know, for the first six games. So,
and by the way, Syracuse's strength of schedule, because I thought that would factor into some of this net.
I'm sure it does somewhere.
It does, I think, in the team value index, probably. Opponent location and winner. I mean, I don't know. But it's a 34, which is probably going to go up, by the way. So,
I mean, we've only played one of the...
That's got to factor in the team value index, though. It has to. It doesn't say it, but why wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. It's somewhere. And we still got games against, you know, Virginia Tech, Florida State, NC State, Duke again, North Carolina, Virginia. I mean, come on.
Right. So, one at a time. And so we'll come back here, like we always do on Sunday, to give you the breakdown of the Pitt game. And we're going to preview for you Miami. So that is going to be on Thursday. So we'll get all that done for you on Sunday evening within 24 hours after the Pitt game. So or something close enough. Yeah, give or take a couple hours.
Yeah.
Thank you to JP Mulligans. Go to JP Mulligans' Facebook page and give them a like. You have a chance to win Syracuse basketball tickets just for liking their page. And when you see it pop up, like and share the post, and you are, boom, entered to win. For those, happy hour every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Trivia Tuesdays, every NFL game every Sunday, as that's winding down. And, of course, they play every Syracuse game, plus dollar off all the bet products. So thanks them. Thank you to Shopping Town Barbershop. Thank you to Armchair All-Americans. Thank you to my bookie, Tix Blitz. And all of you for listening. We really appreciate it. So that is all. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.